The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, we're into the noon hour here, Central Time, and our couple of segments to go. And there, you know, there's a couple of stories. I was talking about pet obesity and why we have Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and why we have that at the Power Mall. Did you know? Scientists have discovered specific probiotic strains that significantly reduce body fat in dogs. Yeah. Apparently, this was done at the Seoul National University in Korea. And so, yeah, you got a dog that's overweight. Guess what? You can put this in their water. Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic. Because it indicates, according to the studies, that a diet of fresh food, probiotic supplementation, and feeding treats at or under 10% of total daily calories are significant factors in helping dogs maintain ideal weight. Yep. You know, and they start to like lay down, they sleep a lot, they just become sedentary, much like human beings. And they still want to eat, you know, and if you're feeding them more than once a day, there's a problem. Yeah. Okay. By the way, in case you missed it, Game of Thrones star Ian Gelder passed away at 74 in Grease. Remember the movie Grease? The one, the cheerleader that was sported large glasses and appeared in nearly all the musical sequences in the film, including Summer Nights, Susan Buckner. She passed away at 72. You know, the funny thing about it? Well, Game of Thrones star, they said he died of bile duct cancer. Yeah. We don't know what Susan Buckner passed away from. Just that she passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Okay. Whatever the case may be, and we have another little interesting story that you really need to dial in to hear. The carrot, the egg, or the coffee bean, a mother's wise lesson on resilience facing adversity. Yeah. This is about people who are complaining that things are so hard, not knowing how they'd get through it. So maybe you want to read that. It gives you a reason to subscribe. That's under our good news section. Yeah, when things are at the worst, will you be like the coffee and use it to bring out your best self and change your surroundings? Or are you going to be like the hard-boiled egg and change your whole status and become hardened? Or the carrot and go soft? You see, that's basically it. But you read that. How resilient are you? How are you going to be, right? How are you protecting your health? That's what I want to know, because we talked about that yesterday on the show. We continue that today with Wayne Elliott from Strauss Naturals. We have all the products at the Power Mall. They're drop shippable. You can put them on auto ship, get them into the offices you need, because they are drop ship straight from Strauss. Wayne Elliott, good morning. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Great to be with you, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you? You've been traveling around, I hear.
I have been. Some more thousands of miles on the truck, but yeah, I've been well, thanks. I was been keeping active and finally got over all of the nonsense from that myocarditis, perfect blood pressure, perfect heart rhythm. Got my energy back. I went south and was riding the bicycle for a couple of months, and that really did it for me. So I tell you, at the end of the day, Strauss formulas and proper amount of exercise and activity, and I was good to go.
Well, I'm holding one of the heart drops up here to the camera so those of you can see it, and I've been taking it because it's going down. This is the original flavor. I know it comes in cinnamon as well, for those of you who want it, but this is the travel size, 3.4 fluid ounces. You can get away with putting this in your bag. I don't know. The people at the TSA might be interested to know what it is. Well, smell it. You got to love it, because it's got some interesting ingredients, including aged garlic, and that was like number one. An accident, right?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. No, it's great formula. I have flown, of course, and if you, and they will ask if they see any of your bottles of Strauss formulas. I generally travel with a bag full of them, Dave, and every time when I've told them it's natural medicine that I take, I've had no issue. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, what you don't want to say, oh, yeah, it's nitroglycerin in another bottle. No, you don't want to say stuff like that, folks. But I'll tell you what. What do they use nitroglycerin for? For people that think they're having a heart attack. You see how I threw that in there? All right.
Yeah.
So, see, here's the thing about the heart drops. You wouldn't need nitroglycerin if you would just use these, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, second time, I mean, holy doodle, Dave. Second time in my life, these products saved me, as far as I'm concerned. Half my life ago, things weren't good. After that attack at age 35, it was a downhill ride for almost 7 years till Strauss found me and I found them, those Strauss heart drops. That's the God's truth, and I believe my heart, because it was so strong and has been all along, all these years since I turned 70 a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, rather. Because my heart was so strong, I did survive the myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart. And I didn't take so much as an aspirin otherwise. I took all my vitamins and minerals, but I took my Strauss heart drops, Strauss cardio support, and Strauss kidney, focused on those three primarily, and drank a lot of them. In every way, my blood pressure, my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeat, everything settled down. But I credit having such a strong heart going into that, Dave, and I get how people in their senior years can perish with these kinds of things. I didn't even get the vaccination. I don't know how I got this damn myocarditis, but it's a butt kicker, I'll tell you. It's a butt kicker.
It is. And see, I think a lot of it has to do with shedding. And we've talked about this before. And see, here's the thing. Shedding just doesn't happen as a result of, you know, getting a COVID jab. And then you're hanging around people that get the COVID jab. And the spike proteins do that. Now they want to put the spike proteins in, like, your flu vaccine. Well, look at it this way. I mean, you go to the grocery store and somebody right next to you, and I mean, they've shown this YouTube video. 27 feet a sneeze travels. Now, you don't think that would be shedding? I mean, now you might have hung out with people that did get the jab, and maybe that's why you developed.
Well, that's what I figure. That's what I figure. The fellows I golfed with, two of them did get vaccinated, and I knew all kinds of, you know, let's face it, in Canada here, 90% of people did get vaccinated. In the U.S., it was only something like 60% or 58%. But here it was 90%. And, I mean, I stand by what I felt and believed then and what I believe now. And I will never personally, this is just my personal choice. We all should have the choice, that's for sure. But I will never take a vaccine, not a flu, not a COVID, not the next new one they come up with. I think that, like a lot of things, things have gone too far now. The fact that they've failed to come up with any other reason that 1 in 100 kids is born autistic now with autism. That didn't happen by chance. Nature did not do that, let me tell you. Nature didn't do that. Nature is still doing everything it always did. And so are all nature's creatures, except for humans. We're the ones that are doing things differently. Man-made chemical drugs and so forth. But, so, you know, I'm very suspicious of all this stuff, Dave. And, you know, the more you read and hear about population control and there's too many of us on Earth to feed properly, and, you know, you really do wonder how much of our best interest is being looked out for. And I personally, I'm just very glad at what Jim Strauss taught me, followed by that religiously now for the past 30 years, and I don't have one regret. I don't have, my pharmaceutical cost for 30 years has been zero. And in 30 years, I've probably been to the doctor 5 times to get a blood test sheet. So I have no complaints doing things the natural way, Dave.
Did you ever tell your doctor, Wayne, that you were actually doing Strauss now? I mean, did he ever ask you how is it you overcame all this?
Of course. My doctor had his heart attack. It broke my heart. He was a great man, a fine, fine man here in our small city. And he had his heart attack with 3 full bottles of Strauss heart drops in his desk, unopened. And when he had his heart attack, and here they fly the doctor by helicopter for, you know, open heart surgery, and that's what happened with my doc. He was an older man to start with. He was a senior. And as soon as he was back to work, I couldn't wait to go in and see him, and he looked like heck. I told him that. I brought him another bottle, and he just couldn't get his head around it, and he had to quit his practice. What a shame to lose a man like that. Would take the time to talk to you and everything else. He just couldn't get his head around it. He thought that high blood cholesterol, plaque and cholesterol floating in your blood after it's been dissolved, moving to how and where you get rid of your garbage and toxins in the bathroom, he couldn't get his head around that that was different from sugar in our blood. And if cholesterol could be in our blood, why wasn't high sugar in our blood? And all I said to him was, Doc, come on now. Tell me the similarities between cholesterol and refined sugar. Tell me exactly. Tell me why they're the same thing. I said, I was really surprised. Very intelligent, educated man to say something like that. But that's what he said, and he would never take them. And what a shame. You know, it breaks my heart, really, when people that I know and think so much of, they just won't do it. But I said, look at me. You know, I said, look at me, Doc. He freaked out, you see. It all started because I went for blood tests every 6 months because I wanted to monitor that cholesterol. And I knew from Jim Strauss's teachings and from all the history, the experience they knew of, that my blood cholesterol level would go up, meaning I needed the heart drops and they were working, dissolving the plaque and cholesterol. But just as importantly, Dave, I wanted to know when the numbers came down, when I was getting near the end of the line, getting cleaned out. And for me, that took about a year and a half till my cholesterol went back to the number it started at when I was all clogged up. 8 out of 10 people that have heart attacks have low blood cholesterol. 8 out of 10. It's a landslide.
All right. So how
Not
many
high blood
times?
Cholesterol, yeah. low no, blood cholesterol.
How many times
so
a day should
I
we
was
be
one
taking
of those.
This? Yeah. How many times a day should we be taking this?
3 is ideal. To be honest, when I started, I did it twice, but I took extra large doses the twice.
Okay. Well, I usually do 2 dropperfuls in the morning, first thing.
Yeah.
Along with all the other ones I use. You know, what else is in the heart drops that we could haven't covered before?
Cayenne pepper, one of nature's 5 best medicinal herbs. Motherwort, bilberry, European mistletoe, much different than other mistletoe. Hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves. White willow bark is nature's aspirin. Just fabulous ingredients in a perfect proportion, and that's why your satisfaction is guaranteed, Dave. It's, the Strauss family made that formula, got it down so cold. People have tried to copy it now for 44 years, and no one succeeded. And, of course, it's not just the ingredients. You can read the list of those on the bottle. It's the process
oh, yeah.
itself.
Well, I'm holding up another one here. It's bladder support, and a lot of you... and this is not just for people that have issues. Understand,
no.
folks. And Wayne will verify this. The bladder support drops are not necessarily for people that are sitting there complaining about how many times you got to get up during the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. However, people who have used this have had decreased trips at night to the bathroom. A lot of people use it, like me, for maintenance purposes, so we don't have to confront issues like that, and we can maintain a healthy bladder. Anything wrong with that, Wayne?
No, that's perfect. The kidney formula, the bladder formula, prostate formula for men. Dave, these are incredibly good things, wise things to take for prevention before real trouble starts. Not to say they don't work when you have trouble. They have worked. My dad, it's just amazing. My dad was a should have been one of the poster boys for Strauss with between the heart and the prostate. It's just a great idea to take to do these kind of cleanses every couple of years and not have the trouble. You know, I see what some people go through, and these urinary tract infections, they can be nasty, Dave, and they stick with people for a long time. Very difficult. Very difficult parts of our body to accept help, and very quick parts of our body for bacteria to grow back very quickly. So bladder, kidneys, prostate, these are challenging parts of our body to keep and make well. That's why we have so much trouble with them. You know, one out of every two men will eventually have prostate issues, prostate cancer, they say. So prevented is a great way to go about it and just have no issues. I don't have any of those issues, Dave. I'm 70 years old. I don't have any of those issues. I don't see a doctor for anything. I don't want to. God love them. They're busy men and women. They don't need to see me. You know, I have also come to realize that you have to get some exercise. We were given, our Creator gave us arms and legs for a reason. If we do nothing but sit at a desk, on the couch, it's not going to end well for us, Dave. We've got to do some exercise, even if you're old, even if you're in a wheelchair. There are things that you can do. Stretching those muscles is very important. If you can get on your hands and knees and do a half an hour gardening each day, fabulous. It's like gold, that medicine.
Yeah. So I mean, just being outside, too, that helps. But now, see, the thing is that the bladder formula, which I have here, has a lot of different natural ingredients like birch leaf, bilberry leaf, uva ursi, which is the leaf, the juniper fruit, which now I know there are going to be people out there that go, well, I drink gin. That's got juniper berries in it. Yes, it does. I get that. Saw palmetto fruit. And this is the thing. Saw palmetto, usually, you know, this is what they've done with the prostate. They've usually said, you just take pure saw palmetto and you can get rid of your... No, I don't agree with that.
No way.
There's all sorts of... Yeah. Why
one
is
single herb can't do anything by itself, can't repair or fix anything. That's the straight truth. Wait, willow bark will help you with pain, help you with a headache? Could it fix why you've got the headache? No, it can't. No single herb. It takes two or more in combination. And I'll tell you, I think in the bladder formula, Dave, the kidney formula, and the prostate, the real magic ingredient, the most important, let me say that, ingredient, in my opinion, is the golden seal root. That's nature's strongest antibiotic herb. And those three parts of our body, we have issues. Oftentimes, our issue is bacteria in those parts of our body, or at least that's how our trouble starts. And my kidneys years and years ago were the cause of my high blood pressure. I took the Strauss formula for kidneys then, and I touch wood until this myocarditis this past year, I hadn't had a blood pressure issue since. I've taken it for a few weeks at a time in between, but it just works. You know, it works, and your satisfaction is guaranteed, and the company guarantees that it works for you. So it's certainly the thing to do, Dave. I know how precious money is for people today. The other thing is, if you afford yourself a bottle, please take the whole bottle. Don't stop when some of your symptoms are relieved in a few days or in less than a week. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Do the complete job.
Yeah, you really do need to do it. But see, here's the thing. You look at, and I don't know. See, I think that because you're in Canada, which is a lot of Strauss comes from, have more problems getting in to see a doctor than we do in America. Right now, we're about a month or two out. You guys, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you want to see a specialist in this country, you know, 6 to 18 months. It's something.
Folks, if you would just take the formulas on a regular basis, you wouldn't need to do this at all. And what really burns my butt is the fact that we have to pay for Medicare. We got to pay for health insurance. We got to do all this stuff, Part B, supplemental, all this insurance we have to pay for. And what good is it if you never go to the doctor because you're buying Strauss products and taking them and you're healthy and you don't have to go? To me, it's a big waste of money, and you're supporting a socialist medical system, which I abhor. And I mean, you just said it right there, Wayne. I mean, this is the thing. We're talking about an ethical discussion here about keeping yourself healthy versus always thinking you got to go to the doctor when you stub your toe. I mean, really?
Well, there's never been a more important time for it. Never mind. I'm not talking about COVID. Forget COVID.
Oh, no.
Let's just talk about in general here. 93% of all items available in our big chain grocery stores, including the produce department, are or contain genetically modified organisms. Every one of them, other than the organic ones that claim at least, they are grown without chemicals, no chemical fertilizers. Most of these things have fungicides, pesticides. I can't even think of a list of them, half a dozen things,
yeah.
Plus chemical fertilizers and chemical preservatives. So we're eating and ingesting things that we never did two generations ago, never did. There was only natural food then. So there's never been a time that we need to supplement, not only with these Strauss products to cleanse these chemicals and things out of our systems and body and organs, Dave, but fine vitamins and good minerals. I know the Power Mall sells these products, the best of products. We need these vitamins and minerals like we never needed them before. Our soil is depleted. The vegetables and fruits and everything's grown with chemicals. The seedless and all the genetically modified so-called foods don't have what nature intended in them. It's a real rigged game against us, so there's never been a more important time. You know what's very ironic and sad, if it is ironic, it's sad to me, been an issue getting full-spectrum minerals in Canada here for the last 6 months, I'd say. Back orders, this, that, and the other thing. That's everybody's story. I mean, what an important thing to have go in short supply or take away from people. I use them myself for leg cramps and so forth, same as my mother, Dave, if I don't get them. So I've been searching. I've been trying different things, different brands. But this main brand that had all the minerals, all 76 minerals, full spectrum, I can't get any more. So all that, you know it's a shame. The truth these days has almost become against the law, Dave. The truth is hard to tell and get away with. It's just awful, really. It's just awful.
It
so
is.
People need to wake up on this stuff for their own sakes, the sake of their children. I feel worse for my children, my grandchildren. Well, Jesus. So let me get this straight. They're starting out with 7%. Natural, real foods. I started out with 100. Their parents started out with 80, 85%, and then kids my boys' age were raised on seedless grapes. It's what they like the best. Now you can't get. I can't find them in stores. I used to get those big globe grapes with the giant seeds, which were maybe the healthiest food left on earth. Can't find them anymore in Canada here. So if you can find a grape with real seeds in it, they're the ones to eat. You can't find a real orange today. They've been gone for at least 3 decades. You can't find a real cob of corn. They're almost 50 years old, the last real cob of corn. Nature didn't make a peaches and cream, Dave, or any of these other types of corn that we can buy today. And you can't duplicate nature. You know how arrogant of humans to think we could better nature.
Well, Wayne, the thing is that a lot of people have taken up doing their own growing of sprouts and their own gardening and have switched and doing as much of the vegetable processing and raising on their own with raised bed gardens and greenhouses.
Sure.
And all of these things. I mean, Victory Gardens were real big in World War II. So, I don't know why people, and you were just talking about going out and getting exercise in addition to taking Strauss products, going out and actually getting exercise, getting your hands dirty, working in the garden. Look, we have a garden stool that you can sit on that gets you down low to the ground. But see, one of the things that people don't do a lot of is deep knee bends and stuff like that. And that's why their legs and their circulation and everything gets bad, which is one of the reasons why we recommend, if you're going to stockpile the arsenal, to get Strauss Naturals and start taking them on a regular basis. Now, these are all drop ship. We can set them up for auto ship so you can get them as often as you need. Now, if you're taking these things three times a day, you're going to go through them. But again, I have said on this show before, what's more important, your health or just que sera sera, like my mother used to say before she died at age 95 of dementia. That's my adopted mom, by the way. I'm not going to get dementia because I'm staying healthy. I'm doing things my mom didn't do. You see, that's the thing about generations, Wayne. You know that.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely things that we can do to help ourselves. There always was, Dave, but they're more important than ever these days to do them and do what we can for ourselves. You're absolutely right. And, you know, drinking enough good water, of course, is another one. There's probably a great minority of us. We may drink enough to get by on, but don't drink enough to that's really what we're meant to do and to keep us healthy, flush our kidneys and so forth, hydrate our bodies and our cells.
Well, you need to do that if you're working outside, for sure. And we just switched back to well water and got off the fluoridated county water.
Perfect. Yeah. Great.
And ours is filtered. Ours is filtered, too. We got the McCanny water filter system out there that we sell at the Power Mall as well. And we got the UV sterilizer. We've got, you know, all that other good stuff, the 5-stage water filter, the big blue to get rid of the sediment. And, I mean, we got great water pressure. And my well's only 75 feet deep.
Beautiful. You know what else I should mention? I'd like to mention, Dave, for the ladies and the young ladies, teens, that can suffer so badly during the time of the month they have their menstrual cycle. The Woman's Wonder formula is incredible. And again, satisfaction guaranteed. We know of young ladies who have taken the formula once and not suffered again. So chances are one small bottle is all anyone's going to need, but makes a big difference, Dave, and really for a few dollars, the results are incredible and are guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with all these Strauss products. But I can't believe that more women aren't going for this formula. They sell a lot of it, but geez, I know how ladies and young ladies and teens can suffer with this, cramps and so forth, you know.
Well, it's not just that, too. It's also the fact that a lot of them went out, bought into what the government said, got the jab, and now they're having menstrual problems, even postmenopausal women. You really need to get on the Woman's Wonder Drops and see if it can help you.
It's the Immune line of products. There's several products. The smooth oregano I love. That was the one thing I did take that 2 to 3 times a day right through that myocarditis and COVID. I took that religiously. So powerful oregano is, and the smooth oregano is easy to take. It's spearmint flavored. It didn't give me heartburn or burn my mouth.
That's a good thing.
Makes, and the immune plus, very
that.
Powerful.
I
we only
know.
Take that
the
for 10
list.
Or 12 days at a time.
I know. Wayne, the whole list of products is available at the Power Mall. Call us if you need to. We'll be back after the break.
Medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxins, toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Okay, 33 minutes after the hour, we're in the last segment, and I know you just heard Fred Dashefsky on that uscoincapital.com commercial, didn't you? That was, I don't know, is that coincidental, Fred, that you should be here all of a sudden after we hear your wonderful voice on there stumping for people to do the right thing, folks?
And then I magically appear as you say my name three times and I pop up.
Here's Fred. All right. God love you. See, here's the thing. Fred is a numismatic gold dealer, right? He deals in gold and silver. He's got a degree in, you've studied everything as far as psychology, political science, economics, all those areas that matter to we the people out there. I know that a lot of us are having a hard time with what's going on overseas, but I do know that when you've got BRICS and you've got the devaluation of the dollar, you got the Fed, that's doing what it's doing, and there will be no interest rate drop again for the rest of the year. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Well, the campus seems to be coming around to my side of this. I've been saying since January, when 90% of the economists were lined up saying there would be three rate drops and they would start in the spring. Well, you know, we're halfway through the spring and we haven't even had the first one. And I still contend the likelihood of seeing rate drops before year end are very low. But more and more people seem to be coming around to my thinking here, because the Fed is continually now looking at inflation. They've come up with a new word now. Now it's sticky. So that's the new phrase. So inflation is now sticky.
Yeah, well, speaking of sticky, Fred, there's a lot of people out there, home sales, because, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, we've got a little bit of a housing shortage, inventory, but the problem is with interest rates way up, I'm reading reports now that people are staying put. They're less inclined. This is really funny, because a lot of people, rather than pay these movers, unless you're some corporate wig out there that can afford it, a lot of people, U-Haul is now suffering because people don't want to rent trucks. They don't want to move. Unless you're really seriously downsizing, U-Haul's going to get hurt. Now, you know, when I read stuff like that, I have to put two and two together. People don't want to leave. That means that they're either going to, A, they're going to be doing more prepping, they're going to be spending more money making home improvements and not leaving and going somewhere else, especially if they don't have a mortgage, but they get all this money tied up in the banks. I just got another article about 286 banks being at risk. What do you know about that?
Well, the first part of what you were talking about, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people did lock in 3% interest rates on mortgages. Now, you know, who would want to give that up to buy another home? You know, you look at the interest payments. It is really the more important variable than the price. You know, you could look at a $1 billion house. If the interest rates are 0.001%, you know, you could pay that off over 30 years at minimal amounts. So it's never the cost of the house. It's the cost of the money. So when you've had a lot of people who did lock in early at these very, very low rates that the Fed had instituted, it's really difficult for them to think about perhaps now jumping to a 7.5% or 8% mortgage when you're carrying one at 3%. As far as the banks are concerned, there is a growing number of people that are getting concerned about regional banks. And these are the ones that, for the most part, are heavily tied to the commercial real estate market. And because the commercial real estate market around the country has not been performing well and property values there are dropping, it's creating an awful lot of pressure on the loans that have been made on these properties. So a lot of banks are facing potential defaults. And if the public is defaulting and the properties can't be revalued at higher levels than the original loans, the banks could face some serious problems. So a number of the quants, if you will, the guys who do this sort of math, are revisiting how many of the banks have exposure. How many of these loans do they have? You know, where are they situated? And if this goes awry, can they sustain the problem? And it does not look really particularly good. You know, we remember last year there was a slew of quick bank failures. And if you really wanted to line up and start looking at this carefully, yeah, you could definitely create a very large list, again, of regional banks, exposure to commercial real estate that have potential problems.
So you remember Leslie Nielsen in that movie going, there's nothing going on back here. Just go away. You know, he's sitting there telling the media to go away while the building's burning up and bombs are going off or whatever.
Nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see here. Well, see, the thing is that people are starting to get a little bit concerned about the fact. I mean, gold right now, $2,300.
Yep. And it looks like we're holding that level on the back of the U.S. dollar climbing. Now, normally, and again, in my 40 years of experience, there's been an inverse relationship between the dollar and the price of gold. So as the price of gold climbs around against other currencies, gold should go down in price because gold is denominated in U.S. dollars. What we've been seeing, however, is that even with a rising dollar against the rest of the world's currencies, the price of gold has sustained this level. And it seems to be holding up to this $2,300 mark. Yeah, and, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think we were around 2,000 or so. And I had expected to see at some point we would tap the $2,300 price for gold. We've actually seen it closer to 2,400 already a couple of times. But there seems to be huge support. And it has to do with the physical acquisition of gold that's going on around the world. Sovereign wealth funds, central banks, and investors are accumulating gold. And silver also, which I think particularly is extremely undervalued, because I've been looking at the ratio. It's the number of silver ounces it takes to buy an ounce of gold, which currently is about 87 to 1.
Wow.
Now, traditionally, in the modern era, it's averaged between 40 to 1 and 60 to 1. So it's way out of line, which means silver is really undervalued relative to the gold price.
So that would make it a good time to buy it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. What about the premium?
Potential.
Yeah. What about the premium? Because I don't want to interrupt you here, but the thing is, what you just said, I mean, that's a huge difference, a huge ratio, 70-something to 1. And then not only that, or 80 to 1, but then
87 to 1 is where we are now. And traditionally, we've averaged in the modern era between 40 to 1 and 60 to 1. The peak was about 100 to 1. And that happened right after COVID, when all the quantitative easing nonsense started. That's when we saw that. So where we've pulled back to right now, I think it means that silver is relatively undervalued. And I think we should see a consistent increase in the price of silver this year. And demand on the industrial side has exploded from things that probably a lot of people didn't think about. Right now, the solar panel industry is becoming one of the largest accumulators of physical silver. They are burning through the amount of silver that they can acquire, and they need it for all these solar panels, which are becoming progressively more popular. As energy costs continue to climb, people look for alternatives, and solar is a viable one. I mean, they've got the technology down. But the demand coming from the solar industry is absolutely huge, and they expect to buy considerably more silver. So back, I remember in the 80s, we used to have as the largest buyer of silver in the industrial markets were coming from like Kodak and the photographic industry. And that shifted as they went digital. So the emulsification process ended, and we didn't see as much demand. Well, over the years, we've begun to see shifts in the silver demand because of other things that silver can do. It has a wonderful conductivity. It has a wonderful reflectivity and sustainability. So silver is heavily used, and the more of these types of solar panel products that become popular, the more that industry is demanding silver. So I see huge industrial demand going forward that didn't exist before that I think is going to add to the growth in the price of silver going forward.
Right, but again, as I mentioned before, the last time we talked, you were talking about the premiums being very, very low now. Is that still
the
case?
And they still are.
Oh, yep. Wow.
So here we are with silver coins, right? We can buy silver in the form of bars or bricks or, you know, any physical form of silver that people acquire, which I am a fan of. Honestly, I think any form of silver has got to be better than paper money in the end. But I do find that the silver coins minted by the U.S. Treasury before 65 are really the best way to do that because of the fixed supply of them and the fact that their premiums are ridiculously low. In fact, the lowest they've been in the past 7 or 8 years. So it's effectively as if the price of silver was not $27.50. It's more like it was $24 an ounce for what we can offer to people now who want to buy silver in the form of the coins, because that price over just the metal they're made of has really compressed and it's very tight. Those will expand again. So if people are buying now, I think they're going to gain from 2 points. One, the upward price structure of silver itself. And secondly, that expansion again of the premiums as the demand continues to strip the limited availability of the pre-65 coins. This creates a great buying opportunity for silver investors.
No doubt, Fred. Eric in Kansas, do you have a question for Fred?
Yeah, I'm not trying to brag, but I've bought the physical gold coins and the silver dollars. But I noticed, I think it might have been 12 years ago, 15 years ago, that gold went up to like 1900. So I called up my trading coach, Jock Mila, and I put some puts on gold, and it really did well. Is there a chance there being no opportunity of that, just to speculate? Not to sell physical gold and silver, but short or put some puts on some gold?
Well, you know, there's always a lot of volatility in the price of gold and silver. So, yeah, I mean, the timing of puts are tricky. You know, you have to catch. It's like catching a falling knife. It's a little difficult. But if you believe that there could be a significant pullback in the price of gold, and let's say you expect it might go back to 2100 or 2000, you know, sure, you can make a ton of money if you're buying it now and putting that put position out. I don't know that we're going to see any real significant pullback in gold. It's a little difficult to expect that. I would have thought that a little bit more likely in the last couple of weeks with the dollar climbing as much as it has around the world. We're just surpassing every other world currency by a significant margin. In fact, other currencies are already reducing their rates. So the U.S. dollar looks very good. If you think about it in terms of the way the world sees the dollar, because our Federal Reserve has not lowered interest rates, what we are paying on U.S. debt instruments is higher than what other countries are offering, which makes it very attractive for investors to load up on U.S. dollar investments because they're getting paid a higher interest rate. So yeah, with the dollar getting stronger, that would be the point at which you would expect to see a pullback in gold. It hasn't happened. So I would think there's a little more risk in taking a put position against gold at this time. But again, because it is a worldwide market and everything interferes with its price on a day-to-day basis, there's always going to be at some point, you know, a point at which it might pull back. So you'd have to have a put position. You'd have to have it timed right. You'd have to know how long to hold it. And again, if it goes against you, you know, make sure you limit your downside risk just in case. Don't get caught in it.
Yeah, that's why they have stop loss in there. I mean, that's what we do. Thanks for your call, Eric. Appreciate it. I mean, it was a decent question, but see, absolutely, again, but you got to play the markets in order to take advantage of that. And see, people are getting, are they still getting squeamish about the markets, Fred? I did. I got completely out of them.
Well, a lot of people are because the earnings reports that are coming out have been pretty haphazard. You're having some companies show terrific responses to their last quarter and others not. And unfortunately, what's happening now is that everybody is sort of geared into this so tightly that not only does the company have to perform in the quarter, but they have to say that the next quarter expectations are going to be higher than where they currently are. I've seen a number of companies' stock price get pummeled, even though they came out with earnings that were better than the previous quarters, because what they said in the end was, yes, we did really well this quarter, but expectations for the next quarter are not really great. And that's all anybody wanted to hear. And the stock gets killed in the next day in the market. So you have a company, you do great, you perform better than the last quarter, you show higher profits to your stockholders, not good enough. We're all still right, going to see the stock get hit. So
yeah, I understand. Well, see, and then we got tight. Yeah, we got some woke situations going on here too. Like, you know, you have Planet Fitness. They took a nosedive when they started letting all these men into women's restrooms, locker rooms. You've got, you know, other companies that said, oh yeah, we're going to start hiring, you know, pro Hamas, all you students out there that are protesting against Israel, we got a job for you. And then all of a sudden, literally what, 92% nosedive on some of this stuff. I mean, it's pretty crazy out there right now for people that, I mean, that's a chance. That's a big risk.
It sure is. I mean, the last thing you want to get your company involved in is some political nonsense. I mean, you've got enough trouble as a company owner to just sustain growth and, you know, show good profits and run your company smoothly and effectively and efficiently and show consistent gains. Now, if you're going to stick your neck out and take a position, well, you know, we've seen a number of companies that's blown up on and it has gone against them. So I don't know why a company would want to take that risk, to be honest with you. I just keep my mouth shut and move on.
Yeah, I would too. All right, Brady, do you have a question for Fred?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I heard something in the works that Saudi Arabia is possibly going to join the BRICS and SWIFT payment system. And what they were saying, the analysts, overnight they said the price of silver is probably going to go all the way up to $70. Have you heard anything about that?
Thanks for your question, Brady. Go ahead, Fred. What have you heard?
I've heard a lot about this sort of thing, and there's a tremendous amount of speculation. If this happens, then this happens, then we get this result. You know, in all my years, I find the speculation tends to not really quite hold up to the hype. So I don't bank on any of these things occurring to make a recommendation. What I kind of like to focus on is the relative falling in value of the U.S. dollar. And look at it from a point of view of saying, yes, these other events may occur. These are the exogenous events that could have a huge impact on the market price. But I think, like the speculator who wants to consistently think about shorting the price of gold, you're in a totally different world and a totally different mental thought than accumulating physical gold and silver, you know, for the purpose of wealth protection and long-term inflation proofness. So I don't try to really make recommendations based upon those possibilities, but we are definitely hearing a lot coming from BRICS and an awful lot of problems that are going to exacerbate the potential for a price jump in the silver market. Again, I just caution people against investing, because a lot of times if you do it based upon those things only, and then let's say that event doesn't happen or to the extent you thought it would, you get a disappointed investor. My opinion is accumulate physical silver. Anytime the price looks conducive, add to your stash pile. It won't hurt you to own physical silver. I don't care what happens to its price over the next year or two. I've been doing this long enough to know, since we were looking at silver at $3.50 an ounce and we were talking about when would it finally get to $4 or $5, you know, here we are today at $27.50. And we're talking about, okay, when's it going to cross 30 and 40 and 50? So, yeah, there's huge potential for any of these events to cause a spike. But again, I just caution people about investing with those things only in mind.
Now, and the thing is, too, Fred, I'm looking at this thing that people do this instead of looking at the logistics of it. And just like you said, not overbuying, but I mean, buying fractionally and just continuing to accumulate. I mean, that would be the smart move, not doing any of this out of fear that our entire economy is going to collapse overnight. And you actually work with people and set them up on a regular program to acquire, right?
I do. I've been helping people do that for a long, long time, and it has really worked quite well. You know, people just try to add up periodically as they can. You know, my tagline has always been, be an accumulator, not a speculator. So the speculator is like the guy, you know, taking a long shot on a gambling bet. If it hits, it's going to be huge, but the odds are against you. So, you know, I like accumulation more than speculation. But again, it's so exciting when there are so many things that could potentially make silver jump at any moment. You know, I never look at anything anymore without saying, hey, you know, this is our opportunity, and who knows what we'll be looking at in the next year or two. So if you have the chance to take physical possession of some silver, do yourself a favor and do so, especially now with the premiums being so low.
So now what do you do as far as, like, I've always been a big fan of the pre-65 Roosevelt dimes, the Franklin halves. Yeah, the Mercury dimes. That's what I'm talking about. The Franklin halves. You want to use, I mean, you don't really deal in that far back numismatic stuff. Like when they first started, you know, producing some of these earlier silver coins from back in the, you know, the Morgans, the, you know, peace dollars,
oh, yeah. No,
stuff like that.
We actually,
I mean,
we actually deal with stuff going back as early as the 1790s. I mean, wow. I've dealt with a lot of rare coins. What happens there is you move away from bulk accumulation to an individual coin. So, for example, the stuff you're talking about, like a Franklin half or just a circulated Roosevelt dime, or even a Mercury dime, you know, those are still available for these low premiums, and you can buy them in bulk. Now, once you get to early series, what happens is the coins become very valuable individually. And we've dealt with a lot of coins that go back before 1800, and there are some silver dollars from that period that are worth millions individually, each one of them. But they're impossible to find. If you can find one every few years, you're lucky. And the competition to own them is fierce. Every time an auction shows up and one of these rarer coins becomes available, I mean, there are people in an auction room fighting over each other to try to get access to these things. So there are really some tremendously interesting individual coins that date back from the Civil War era and earlier. But again, it's a slightly different part of the market. I think it's a viable part of the market. For those that have a little more money, you might be looking at $5,000, $15,000, $20,000 per coin. But these are coins that do appreciate very well over the long term. And for those that are spending several hundred thousand dollars, it actually makes sense to have at least a couple of these very rarer coins to comprise a portion of your wealth. So it's a slightly different way of approaching the market, and it works extremely well. But yes, there's some great coins that are available, mostly one at a time, that date earlier than the types we've been talking about in the past.
Right, but see, now you still have the St. Gaudens, but I mean, you've literally liquidated everything you did in the spring sale.
We did. We bought a bunch of coins at one point, put them together in packages that we assembled. I had to hand select a group of coins to get the ones that we wanted, and then we had to have them all certified and graded. We got that done. We had a pile of coins, so to speak, available, and then we promoted this particular spring special. It took about a week, maybe 10 days. And then, you know, we blew through what we had in inventory. So,
wow.
You know, that is unfortunately now sold out. But I do have a consistent inventory base because I constantly have customers calling every day and they want to put more money into the market. So we're always adding to our inventory. Occasionally, I can package things together with some sort of special and make it a little bit more conducive, just to make it a little more fun and a little more interesting. But we have inventory on a regular floating basis to always be able to help investors.
Well, see, and the thing is, too, is the focus should be pre-65 junk silver if you're going to buy that. Quarters, dimes, halves is what I like to spend mine in. I mean, is that's pretty sound. But you're basically, when you deal with Fred, it's $1,000 a crack. Anybody that's got that kind of money in the bank, you literally, knowing what's going on with the commercial shoe dropping the way it is, needs to get a hold of Fred and have this discussion, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, we jump up to the silver dollars, and there, if you start looking at them in mint condition, you know, you're looking at maybe $100 to $250 a coin. So there's an array of older coins in mint grade that are available as well. Again, this helps sort of eliminate some of the bulk. You know, for those that are spending $100,000 to $200,000, if you're buying just circulated dimes or quarters, you know, $100,000 worth of silver is going to be a couple hundred pounds. I mean, it's a lot. It's bulky. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But again, if you wanted to save a little space, you can look at some mint condition silver dollars. And we do have an array of those available as well.
There you have it. USCoinCapital.com. And that's OL Capital, right? Not AL. OL.
Like the building.
Yeah, like the building. And you know, if you've got questions, that's why Fred's got the toll-free number, 800-878-2646. Fred and his staff are standing by to help you out. And we appreciate you, Fred. Every time you come on, we always learn something new.
Always happy to be with you.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that. God bless you for the work you're doing, helping people stay afloat. In the meantime, folks, we're out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow with a Thursday edition. Hopefully some better news than what we got today. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I can't believe time flies the way it is. In the meantime, do something nice for somebody. Yeah. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.